Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Tuesday, February the 4th, the Vicar Apostolic of Southern Arabia marks the 6th anniversary of Pope Francis's document on human fraternity at a prize-giving ceremony in Abu Dhabi. The Pope's February prayer intention is for vocations for the priesthood and religious life. But first, one of the participants at the Vatican-organized Children's Summit reflects on the insights and perspectives offered by the event. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. The first international summit on the rights of the child on Monday saw advocates and world leaders convene and discuss the various aspects of life that must be protected in order for a child to live in a dignified way and fulfil his or her full potential. Amongst the participants was Magnus McFarlane Barrow, CEO and founder of Mary Meals, a global charity that has transformed the lives of millions of children in some of the world's poorest nations by providing them with a daily meal in their place of education. Speaking to Francesca Merlo fresh out of the summit, McFarlane Barrow reflected on the insights that were offered throughout the day and on the richness and variety of perspectives shared, noting that at times it seemed we were coming from so many different places, but at the heart of it all is just our love for the child.
It was an amazing summit and an amazing day. Lots of different perspectives, people working on very different aspects of child's rights. And yeah, I suppose that's what struck me, you know, is just, you know, I was asking myself, what is it that brings us together? What do we have in common in this room? Because at times it seemed so that we're coming from so many different places. But I suppose it is just at the heart of it, our love for the child, you know, and there are so many different aspects of what we need to do to enable a child to grow and to flourish and to be protected. There are so many different ways that we can play a part in ensuring that happens. And that's really what I took away today. I learned a lot of things from some amazing people.
So the work done at the summit in the Vatican, that's institutional, global levels. And how does that go hand in hand with the work being done by organisations like Mary's Meals?
I mean, I think it's important that we come at this at all levels, you know, and I think we're all called to do that in different ways. So some of us, like those of us involved in the work of Mary's Meals, as you say, it couldn't be more grassroots, it couldn't be more simple and hands-on. And you know, and we love that. It's this practical work of love, which allows us to, you know, to encounter those people we are serving. And it's, I suppose we would call it like a hands-on ministry. And that's a beautiful thing. I wouldn't be one that would feel called to be working and trying to influence policy and trying to change the way governments are approaching these things. But thank God that there are people who are doing that. And I was listening to them in the room today and so impressed by their commitment. It's a very different kind of work, but still motivated by their love for their child, their passion to see the rights of the child protected. So it's really important we're doing this at every level. You know, some things have to be dealt with immediately and on the ground. But for longer term change, we need to see that systematic change happen.
And that was Magnus McFarlane Barrow, CEO and founder of Mary Meals, speaking to Francesca Merlo. German missionaries have addressed an open letter to the main candidates to the upcoming parliamentary elections on the 23rd of February, urging them to commit to combating the root causes of migration, including climate change. Politicians must support a vision of migrants, they say, that is not problem-focused, but rather centred on people. Their appeal comes amid intensified fears surrounding migration in Germany, which has prompted opposition parties to advocate for stricter migration policies, along with an increasing support for the far-right Alternative for Germany, now polling in second place behind the centre-right Christian Democrats. Lisa Zingarini reports.
As Germany gears up for critical federal elections in 3 weeks' time, German missionaries are calling for migration and development policies that are consistently based on human rights and take seriously the long-term interests of the peoples of both the global South and North. If you don't want refugees, you must do more to combat the causes, states the Conference of Missionary Orders in an open letter addressed to the main candidates. The association brings together 92 religious orders active worldwide who are familiar with the problems. In the letter, the missionaries express their deep concern over the narrative of migration as only a security problem, reminding candidates that only a fraction of people forced to leave their homes in the global south intend to migrate to Europe. Most flee to neighbouring countries, which must absorb and handle significantly higher migration pressure than European states. The letter further notes that an increasing number of these refugees are also victims of the effects of climate change, whose emergence, they say, the global north has been and is also responsible for. The religious orders therefore urge the candidates to publicly acknowledge Germany's historical responsibility in supporting the poorer nations and to advocate for people whose fundamental rights are being violated. Finally, they call for the human contribution to climate change to be taken seriously. You must have the courage to confront the people of our country with the scientifically founded truth that we as humanity are jeopardizing the survival conditions of millions and billions of people, and consequently our own prosperity is also at risk, they said. I am Lisa Zingarini.
Mexico has agreed to send 10,000 National Guard to reinforce its border with the United States. And in return, US President Donald Trump will suspend the 25% on its exports for 30 days, pending more developments. James Bleers tells us more.
A collective and audible sigh of relief following the 30 minutes telephone conversation between Presidents Sheinbaum and Trump, which has bought and afforded precious yet scant time. Canada similarly agreed to send 10,000 troops to its border and to appoint a fentanyl czar. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has carefully, prudently and diplomatically steered away from angry, emotional or emotive rhetoric, urging cool heads, calm and measured logic plus strategy. And this swift and timely response to the drugs and undocumented migrants issue seems to have placated President Trump for the time being. It still isn't clear if China has time to avoid the 10% tariffs increase on its goods, which is due to come into effect today. Part of the ongoing and developing deal with Mexico will surely involve it accepting tens of thousands of undocumented migrants already on U.S. soil who Trump is determined to deport. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be visiting Mexico City to iron out more details involving more concessions. The heightened tensions between the two closest neighbours of the United States will take considerably longer to dissipate. Both can be in no doubt of the hardline intentions of Trump, which he outlined in his successful election campaign and which he's wasted no time in putting into action. There's now a 30-day window in which to steer and veer away from a hemispheric economic recession, which also directly and ominously threatens and extends to Asia and Europe. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.
The day after the ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel took effect, the Custos of the Holy Land, Francesco Patton, and the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, made a joint appeal encouraging people to visit the Holy Land. They invited everyone to return to the roots of their faith and also to express in concrete ways, through pilgrimage, closeness to the small communities there. In an interview with Vatican Radio's Kelsey Gassi, the Jordanian Minister of Tourism and Antiquities, Lina Anab, spoke about the importance of this appeal and how it relates to an exhibition in Rome for the Jubilee Year of Hope.
This appeal and this call is really important, first of all, for the Christians who are living in the Holy Land, in Palestine, in Jordan, in our region in general. Also, it is important because it also highlights the importance of our region, Jordan included, of course, for pilgrimages and the pilgrimage sites that are available and that exist in these lands. Of course, we are here, as you know, for the exhibition that Jordan is holding in collaboration with the Vatican City. The exhibition is called Jordan, Dawn of Christianity. And it's exactly that. We are highlighting and we are showcasing to the world and through this exhibition the history and the heritage and the rich tradition of Christianity in Jordan, through showcasing places of pilgrimages, through encouraging people to come and pilgrims to come and visit Jordan and to be part of the sanctity and the holiness of our land as well as our region. And that, of course, includes Palestine as well.
And in the appeal to encourage people to make more pilgrimages to the Holy Land, the Custos called visiting the Holy Land and the holy sites a pilgrimage of hope.
Because we believe that the message of this exhibition is exactly the message of Jordan. And that is, you know, to showcase the roots and the history of Christianity in Jordan. Also to encourage more people to come. As you said, the Jubilee year is the year of a pilgrimage of hope. I think visiting Jordan and visiting the holy sites in Jordan is one powerful experience that people can come and see and experience the spirituality, the serenity.
And that was Jordanian Minister of Tourism and Antiquities, Lina Anab, speaking to Kelsey Garcia. And the 4th of February marks the anniversary of the Document for World Peace and Living Together, signed by Pope Francis in Abu Dhabi in 2019. In Abu Dhabi, for the presentation of the Zayed Award for Human Fraternity, the Apostolic Vicar of Southern Arabia, Bishop Paolo Martinelli, told Vatican Radio the document has provided people of all faiths with concrete indications for living a shared path.
We celebrate the 6th anniversary of the signature of the famous document about human fraternity signed by Pope Francis and the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar. It was really a very amazing document, and till now we are reflecting more and more about this document. We celebrate this document, trying to spread the values that we can find in this document. And this place here, the Abrahami Family House, is really a place where it's possible to experience that people from different faiths, they can gather and walk together toward the future, building a more fraternal world.
And that was Bishop Paolo Martinelli, Vicar Apostolic of Southern Arabia, speaking to Joseph Tullock. Finally today, Pope Francis released his prayer intention for the month of February, which is for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Devon Watkins has more.
Let us pray that the ecclesial community might welcome the desires and doubts of those young people who feel called to live Jesus' mission in life, either through the priestly life or religious life. Pope Francis made that appeal in the Pope video, which was released on Tuesday to accompany his prayer intention for February 2025. Drawing on his own vocational experience, the Pope recalled that at 17 years old, he had other plans for his life that didn't include becoming a priest. But one day, he said, I went into the church and God was there waiting for me. The Holy Father noted that God calls many young people to serve his people through a vocation to the priesthood or religious life. God still calls young people even today, sometimes in ways we can't imagine, he said. Sometimes we don't hear because we are too busy with our own things, our own plans, even with our own things in the church. Yet, added Pope Francis, the Holy Spirit reveals God's plan for our lives by speaking to the heart of young people. The task of Catholics, he added, is to accompany their spiritual journey so that they will be willing and able to welcome the call to a religious vocation. Let us trust young people, concluded Pope Francis, and above all, let us trust God, for he calls everyone. I'm Devon Watkins.
And that's all for this edition of Vatican and World News. My thanks go to Daniele Giorgi in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.